On August 1st, a local author will release a new book about climate change. Now, even though fully understanding this concept does involve a lot of science, this book, which is actually an anthology, a series of short stories, highlights climate change in a more entertaining way.
Yes, the book is called Cli-Fi Plus, that's CLI. It's a way of exploring the idea of climate change and its effect on our life through fiction.
That's the author of Cli-Fi Plus. His name is Tree Song.
So it's sometimes hard to connect with the information we're getting from the scientists with just pure data, charts, that sort of thing. It helps to have a story in order to understand that information. There's a little bit for everyone in it. Some of the stories are more grounded, sort of stories of what real life might be like in the near future. Others, to make it entertaining, they include those elements. You know, there's a story about a superhero who decides what they're doing for responding to the climate crisis. There's aliens come and they decide to intervene to help humanity. It's a way of making it more interesting and exciting. There are a lot of people reading those sorts of stories anyway, so we may as well use them as a way to discuss climate change.
Since you mentioned zombies and superheroes, I have to ask, would young kids, like maybe 10 teenagers, find this book agreeable to them?
I would think, you know, in the teenage range would be good. There are a few moments of violence or, you know, those sorts of controversial things. But for the most part, I think in the teen range, parents may want to read it themselves first and decide.
How would you defend yourself if somebody came up to you and said there is no such thing as climate change?
Well, the two things I would really say is, one is to ask what the scientists themselves who studied the matter are saying. You know, I'm not myself a scientist. I do have a, you know, undergrad level education in general sciences, but I have to look to the scientists for information on what is or not is not happening with the climate. So we can all benefit from that. The other thing I would say is that a lot of the fear around climate change comes from fear of how we respond to it. It's not that people necessarily are denying that climate change is real, but they're concerned that we will respond to it in the wrong way. So they say, oh, it must not be true. I'd rather acknowledge that it's true, and then we can talk about what solutions will help people in Southern Illinois.
What are some of your favorite places in Southern Illinois, natural places? There are so many that we can't name them all, but just off the top of your head, what are the best places in your mind?
Oh, let's see. It's hard to pick the best. I know Bellsmith Springs was one of the ones that I first got introduced to and helped me realize the beauty of the natural areas down here. Fern Cliffs would be another high on the list one, and Giant City.
That's Garbendale author and activist Tree Song, whose new book, Cli-Fi Plus, comes out on many online platforms on August 1st. For more information, you can browse to treesong.org. I'm Kevin Boucher.